So let's talk a bit more about London. You in London in the war. How old were you?
Well, I was 19. But then I was taken as a fire watcher on top of me with my steel helmet and... That's how we ended. But after that, I think it was when the, what were they called that, the flying bombs?
Flying bombs.
Yeah, flying bombs. Yeah.
Then Britain started to start with Gibraltarian taking us somewhere else. So we were taken to Scotland. It was Scotland, but the place was, oh dear, it was Glasgow, somewhere in Glasgow. Paisley Hill.
Amazing memory. Yeah, you know? Paisley Hill, I know.
Paisley Hill, it was in Glasgow.
Yeah.
But we were not in flats. We were up in the mountains, like the... Well, they did for the army, what did they call them?
Prefabricated places?
Nissen huts.
But we had to go down, but no bombing there. We had to go down to pick up our breakfast and lunch and things. We were not there for many, many days. I think we were only there for 12 days. And then the ship was going to bring us back to Gibraltar. It was from Glasgow. And I think it was Duchess of something.
The boat.
Duchess of Richmond or Duchess of Bedford, one of the
that's
two.
That's such a good memory.
Because both were coming with Gibraltarians to take them back to Gibraltar.
So I wanted to talk about when you were on the roof in London, fire watching. What was it like? What did you? Was it frightening, exciting?
Well, I did see quite a lot. What they used to call a basket of bombs in Spanish. People, Gibraltarian, not many of them could speak English at that time. And old people, they called it the canasto.
Canasto.
A basket, canasto, the flying bombs.
Okay, so we were talking about the basket of bombs that came down.
I could see everything. Ooh, so light. But I couldn't do anything. But as they didn't get near us. So I did not go down or say anything. We just remained there. And me always praying, because I am a believer. And I always praying and praying and praying. One of the days, Captain Fox, he was our captain in charge of us in the Harewood Hotel. We had on the floor, on the dining room floor, because no basement, they had no basement there. We had a mattress to lay down whatever we could rest. And we had Miss Wyness as well, and she came every night to visit us before she went up to her room. Because she went to her room, she didn't stay there. Captain Fox, he did stay down with us.
And who was she? Who was she, Miss Wyness? Who was she?
Well, she was a second in command there of the Gibraltarians to help her to Captain Fox.
How many of you in the hotel?
In the hotel we were, it was a small hotel, a small place. We were about 200 or 200 or something. Not many.
And where were you living? In a few rooms or what was your living room?
Well, we all had a room. We had one room with three beds. My mum, my brother and myself. Other people, they had three children. So they had the room with... One bed, the mother and the two or three children or four children, they did have a bed each with mattress and blankets and everything. We had a bathroom in a corridor for everyone. We had towels, although we took ours, but we were given towels. We were given toilet paper. Well, they did provide us with quite things.
And did you have all your meals in the dining room? How did you eat? Yeah.
Yes, but the only meals we had was, it was by Lyons, the company that the British employed for the Gibraltarians was Lyons. And it was a dish that size, as it was for six people, each table.
What was it?
No, it wasn't, but...
Not much. What was it? What sort of food was it? What was the food?
It was macaroni with tomato, but nothing. No sauces, no meat, nothing. Just that.
Were you hungry? You remember being hungry?
Yes, we did feel hungry. But my brother, he went out. One day he went out and he started looking. And he read Mills, M-I-L-L-S, Mills, from a restaurant or something. He went in and he says, if I come here, I'm not going to see you. I am a Gibraltarian. I am evacuee. I'm not English, but I would like to have something. Oh, yes, you can sit and you can have something. Then he explained our situation about things that we were not eating well or anything. But he said, but we are holding that because we think it's at war. England is at war, and the more we can do, the best. But the only thing I would like from you is if I could bring a little girl here, she's only that size, she was 4 years old, Nora is her name, she's living still, and she cried every day, I want to have a fried egg and potatoes, Mommy, I want to have fried egg and potatoes and one orange. Darling, we cannot in Spanish because she didn't speak English. That girl didn't speak English. She was small and she wasn't going to school. But my brother asked, all right? My brother said, is to bring that little girl here. Could I bring her? And can she have that fried egg and that fried potatoes and one or... Oh, yes, of course, you can bring her. I'll tell you where you have to sit and don't you speak any Spanish to the little girl or anyone. Although she doesn't understand much, but you close to her ear, you'll tell her the thing. So he took her. Oh, how she came. Happy, happy in Spanish because she spoke Spanish. Mama, if I tell you the words in Spanish, you'll understand. Mama, abuela, he comido. Ay, qué bueno he comido. Mira, Carlos. Porque le decíamos en Spanish el name, Carlos, que es Charles. Carlos me hizo que me robara patata con huevo y el orange. ¡Ay, qué bien que comí! The mother, the grandmother, everybody started crying.
That's a lovely story. That's a lovely story.
And
yes.
Apart from that, I'll tell you a bit about my family as well.
Yeah.
My part of family, on my dad's part, because on my mom's part, they were all part of all in England, but two of my cousins that were managers of the NAFI, as I told you, they had to remain in Gibraltar, but they did speak English, both of them. One of them, he was Neil, the other one was Sene. But one was in charge of the lighthouse up Europa, and the other one was down the, beside the dockyard. The Imperial Court was there. But my cousin, one of them was in the Navy, in the Royal Navy. He was torpedoed twice, but his life was saved. But you know, when he came to England to see us, but you can't believe how much I cried. Of course you must have cried quite a lot to see they all were saved. All the British ships that were beside them, saved them. It was the Italians at the moment, not mostly the Germans. It was the Italian at that time. Oh, yes, but how I cried. Of course you cried. No, I did not cry for that. I was crying because I lost my accordion and I haven't got enough money to buy another one. He was one of them.
Oh, how funny.
The other one was in the... That was in the Royal Navy. The other one was in the Merchant Navy, taking beverages with the... With the convoys. And he had a brother in Singapore. But when America went to war, the Japanese, they started But this brother, this cousin of mine had a brother there. The one that was in the Navy, and the other one was in the Army. He was stationed there in Singapore, yes. But as soon as the Japanese started bombing, my cousin John, that was brother to the other one, George, says, "Look, George, I've got place and I can money to bring you with me in our boat, and I'll take you back to wherever we go." And you know what the brother said, "George, no, John, I won't leave. I'm not going to be a deserter. I'm staying here." And he said, "What a fool you are. You're not going to get anything. You're not going to get medals. I don't care. I don't care. But I want to be a soldier, not a..." What did they say? Where did service I said?
Well, like volunteer.
A deserter.
A deserter, not a deserter.
I don't want to be a deserter. So he said, "You are a fool." And he did die there because he was... I can't remember the word, only darling. What the Japanese I used to do.
He was tortured.
To them. No, I can't remember the word, not even in Spanish.
Oh, horrible thing. Horrible thing.
Oh, dear. Don't have to go on, no?
Yeah, don't worry. So he was caught by the Japanese. He was caught by the Japanese in the war.
The place there, yes. Singapore,
yeah.
Was taken by, when America,
yes.
They started, the Japanese started, and he died of...
Bad, a horrible death, yes.
No, cousin of mine was only that one, but he was with his, it was the Royal Artillery thing he was, George Taylor. My auntie was Emily Neal, his mum.
Tortured.
Tortured.
Tortured. I knew you were going to say that, yeah.
Tortured by
how
the
terrible.
Japanese.
How
and he did die there.
Oh
my
sad.
Auntie. My auntie in England, she was... My auntie, she was... She lived in Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
No bombing there.
No.
They were quite well. They wanted to take us there. But then we said no, because the government... is here, and he takes us because he has brought us here. If we get out of this place, then they won't help us. Then they taken us as we are not the Gibraltarians that were evacuated by the British.
Tell me, was your mother and your auntie, were they very frightened in London?
Pardon, darling?
In London, was your mother very frightened?
My mum, oh yes, she was very, very frightened. My brother was very brave. Oh, he did. As soon as she heard the news, because one lady there, her husband, he ended very well here in Gibraltar, and he used to send money and said, "You buy a wireless set, a radio, and Charlie, or my brother, he'll tell you, he listened everything in English. But then he's translated in Spanish as if it were the same television saying it." And that's what he did. So at night, when they were all together, we all sat down on the biggest room they had to listen to the news. My brother listened to them and then explained, "Look, the Germans dig something here. But look what the British, they have bombed the places in Germany and things like that." So...
That is so interesting because, of course, a lot of people didn't understand what was going on at all. No idea.
No, no.
Because they couldn't understand the language. I never
That's
thought
right.
about that.
No,
That's
I never
amazing
thought.
Story. Gosh.
But all these people, they were several of them because their name, father's name was Spiteri. I think it's Maltese. Spiteri. But one was married to Alvarez, the other one was married to Pons. The other man was married to Vinette, so they had, by the husband, they had different surnames. But it was all the same family, it was a big family. And they all sat together, and they listened to the radio that my brother used to translate to them. And they said, "Oh, things are bad, but they are getting on quite well. Oh, thank God, that Britain has already started bombing Germany.
And did people used to cheer and go, yay, like that? Yeah.